Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson, your relationship expert. Thank you for joining me. Today we're talking about how relationships impact leadership. Every person in a leadership position comes from a relationship. Whether we were raised by our parents, grandparents, or foster care, we came from a relationship that shaped who we are, how we see the world. Our environment taught us something about relating to others. What you learned impacts the way you lead your household, your business, your marriage, and friendships. Solid relationships are about connecting with others. I'm unpacking this topic today by offering 5 tips to strengthen leadership skills. When I say leadership, I'm talking about anybody in a position of authority. Business owners, CEOs, parents, principals, coaches, anybody who has the responsibility of leading a team. As a leader, parent, or supervisor, reflect on this question. Do you come from a supportive family? And I ask that question because where we come from, the relationships that we had before we even stepped into a leadership position, before we even became a parent, before we became a boss, before we became a business owner or CEO, we came from a relationship. Remember, we were raised by somebody. Did we feel supported? Did we come from a supportive environment? So I want you to keep that question in your head throughout the duration of this podcast. Another one of my favorite quotes is, teamwork makes the dream work. Whether you're talking about the parent-child relationship, coach to athlete, manager to employee, CEO to company, it is teamwork that makes that dream work. And how do we even know how to function as a team? And that goes back to that very first question I suggested you focus on throughout this interview. Do I come from a supportive environment, a supportive family? Who taught me or who did not teach me how to work as a team, how to function as a team, how to lead a team? The foundation of a successful leadership team is trust. People who follow you need to trust you. Say they want to know that you are going to say what you mean and mean what you say. Say what you're going to do and then do exactly what you said. So if I apply this on a personal level, if I told my child that we are going to the baseball game on Sunday at 2:00, the whole week, that's what they were expecting. And Sunday comes, if I don't do what I said I was going to do and I don't even make mention of it, I've done something to the trust. So how can they trust me if I make this a habit of making promises and not following up on those promises? Even if I take that to a professional level and I am a supervisor and I say, and I promised my team that I'm going to offer some opportunities for growth. I'm going to implement some changes to make sure that everybody has what they need to do their job well. 6 months go by, there are no opportunities for growth. I have not been signed up for a training. I have not been mentored. I have not been offered any feedback. Again, something has happened to the trust. Even if we were promised bonuses at the beginning of the year, it's now December. Nobody has mentioned anything about the bonus that was mentioned in that kickoff meeting in January. So now what's happening is the employees are chatting among one another. They're talking about management, and this pattern of broken trust has started. So as a person in the leadership position, it is important for me to do what I said I was going to do. Because remember, trust is the bedrock of any relationship. The other concept that falls under trust is your belief in others. Children, employees, team members, they love knowing that you believe in them. Part of that is pointing out their strengths and building a habit of looking at their positive qualities, their skills, and praising them for that. And part of that is also offering correction in an appropriate way. Sometimes we can offer correction in front of others, and it can feel very demeaning to somebody. And when we trust our employees, when we trust our children, when we trust our team members to do a great job, that feels wonderful. That is reinforcing trust within itself. And when we don't have trust, sometimes that can look like always being suspicious of someone, constantly checking behind them, micromanaging. Yes, micromanaging is another way of saying, you know, I really don't trust you to do a good job on this. And in your mind, you may say, no, I don't mean it that way at all. But when you're constantly checking behind somebody, questioning them, whether it's your children or a teammate, it feels like you don't believe in them. You do not believe in their ability to complete or perform at a certain level. The second tip is respect. Respect goes a long way. Respect is about acknowledging a person, listening to a person. I think I told you this story before, but I remember a few years ago, I had a client, and the first thing she wanted to talk about when she came in was how her supervisor did not speak to her. She passed her in the hall that morning and did not say a word. And this really caused my client to feel overlooked, unaccepted, unappreciated. And what I offered to her, I said, could it be that maybe your supervisor had so much on their mind and they were not mindful that they were walking through the hall? Well, it turns out several months later, that supervisor was dealing with the burden of laying off employees. They had just come out of a meeting, and that was weighing heavily on their mind. And so when she told me this, and I said, wow, perception is everything. But I think when we are in leadership positions, we have to be constantly mindful of that. It is our responsibility to let people know that they are acknowledged, we are listening to them, and we see them as our fellow human being. Because if that supervisor was walking down the hall and a CEO passed them, do you think they would have forgotten to speak? Would they have looked up and said hello, even though they had a lot on their mind? So when we are in a leadership position, it is always our responsibility to offer respect. Respect is love. Even with our children, we are the leaders. We are the leaders in the household. It is always our responsibility to acknowledge them, to listen to their needs, to listen to their wants. Because when they are able to thrive in an environment of support, what we're doing is we are grooming them into wonderful leaders as well. Because one day they may grow up to be parents, they may grow up to be in a leadership position, or even running this country. The third tip is reciprocity. A lot of times relationships fail because it's one-sided. people don't always know how to give and take. And when we are in a leadership position, when somebody works for us, it's more than just, okay, you do the job and I pay you. When people go above and beyond the call of duty and they do something for us, it's good to know that we do something for them. Thank you goes a long way. Even if we give them an extra hour to complete a task, or hey, take an extra 30 minutes for lunch or something. If they're constantly giving to us, we need to give back to them. Even with our children, it's easy to take on the attitude, I pay the bills. This is my house. Well, when we think that way, we construct this environment that feels one-sided. Because when children, when they do a good job of being students, when they do a good job of being friends to others, being helpers around the house, it's okay to award them with something special. Even if it's, you know, hey, I have a pair of tickets for us to go to the basketball game, or let's go to a movie. You've been such a great helper. Just something to reward them. It's give and take. They're giving, they're not just taking, but they are giving too. So when we have reciprocity in a relationship, let me just take that a little bit further. Even in a romantic relationship, when somebody is constantly taking, and when a relationship does not work out, that leads to somebody feeling bitter and resentful because they didn't receive enough from the other person, whether it was enough time, whether enough time listening to that person, just being able to have one-on-one time. And the giver was always thinking of ways to surprise the other person, to make the other person happy, but they didn't feel like they were receiving those responses in the same way. So reciprocity is very big as a leader, making sure that we're not just taking, but we are seizing the opportunity to give as well. Tip number 4, understanding. I love the quote, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. People want to know that you care. Part of caring is caring enough to understand where a person is coming from, what they think, how they feel. And you know what usually stands in the way of understanding sometimes? Arrogance. Thinking you have all the answers. You know everything. You don't have to listen to anything or anybody. You run this ship. You are the leader. You are the authoritative position. The person in the authoritative position. Arrogance can really get in the way of relationships. And it puts you really in that space of not being able to reciprocate. It feels disrespectful and it tampers with trust. So it goes through all of the tips right then and there when we do not stop as leaders to understand where a person is coming from, who they are. The other thing that gets in the way of understanding is fear. When people are not like us, we can fear a certain part of that. We're not thinking in our head that we are afraid of that. But sometimes when we don't understand something, when we don't have knowledge of something, there's this message in our head. We're kind of afraid to just kind of travel over into those waters because we don't know too much about that. So there's a hint of fear there, of going past our comfort zone and what we know. But if we stop, seek to understand, that's going to give us information. And when we have great information, it gives us the confidence to move forward, to make a better decision. And tip number 5, connect. Oh, I love this one. Connection is essential to building a healthy relationship, to functioning as an effective leader, Connection is about communication, paying attention to how you show up in the room, paying attention to how you communicate with people through your words, your body language, your facial gestures. That what in children, they are really little masters at connecting, because there's this small window of opportunity, and children will know right away when you care about them, when you love them, when they are respected. So connection is really important. If we don't connect through our words, if we don't connect through the way we write our emails, if we don't connect in the way we listen to people, we can once again knock out all of the tips of being respectful, reciprocity, understanding. And so I want you to look at the way you connect as an opportunity to use your tools. Your tools are your words. And here's a way that you can do it. Well done. Thank you. Tell me what you think. How can I help? What's on your mind? Please forgive me. Those are words that you can use to instantly connect with someone. Even with a simple hello. Remember the story I told with tip number 2, when the employee was walking through the hall and the supervisor did not speak to them that morning. A simple hello just would have set the tone for that day. Strengthening your relationship skills will impact your leadership abilities. Remember, the bedrock of any relationship is trust, respect, practicing reciprocity, seeking to understand others, and connecting with others by being mindful of how you communicate. You can always tell the results of effective leadership in the workspace and home space by just observing the attitudes and actions of others. I want to end with this quote: to lead yourself, use your head. To lead others, use your heart. That's my time. Thank you for listening. Do you want more? I have more. I have an event coming up in Atlanta, Georgia on October the 2nd at Bites Restaurant. For more information, go to my website, www.kimwilsonspeaks.com. It's a live discussion about building healthy relationships on a personal and professional level. I am now taking invitations to speak at your next event, conference, meeting, or private event. The only thing you have to do is just email me and we will make it happen. P.S. I travel. If anybody has not told you today, you are absolutely amazing. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.